we were at the point, David, of talking about where you were just about to leave the RA, and you purchased a house in Fulham and you were living there, and you were wondering, and I think you came into contact with someone called Andrew, you were talking about.
Andrew Turner is his name.
Yes.
He was a student at the Royal Academy of Schools, and was about 2 years below me, so I think he was in his first year when I was in my third year.
And his influence on you was...
His influence was very profound at the time. He was a Scottish communist, a much older man than me, very charismatic, played the banjo, had stories of working class heroes. And he was himself a very, very good painter. So he was quite interesting. And he turned me on to socialism. And that, combined with my dissatisfaction with the idea of making a commodity for the Cork Street, Waddington Gallery, Marlborough Fine Art setup, which I find repulsive.
You were saying about commodities.
Yes, because if you're a painter working for a gallery, that's what you're essentially doing. You're producing something for sale. I didn't want to do that. It didn't seem right to me. I don't want to get involved. I didn't want to get involved with the market, the commercialization of the commoditization of what I did, which essentially you have to do if you're going to be selling via a gallery.